I'm the park naturalist, so I work year-round full-time to provide educational opportunities for visitors and community outreach.
Well, one of the things that obviously is community outreach is the community, which is here before us in photographs. So tell me about this display and what prompted it?
It's a desire to show people that we have a strong, rich history, but we also have a future. And that's what really led the display here. The people wall is what we call it. We are a continuation of a history of a beginning. So we made a really big effort to show Grand Portage people throughout time to illustrate the point that we've been here and we will continue to thrive here in this community.
Some of these photographs are obviously historical. Some of them look pretty contemporary. So that would be the past and the present and the future that you're talking about.
Exactly. What we did is we really reached out to the community. We had a couple of events at the EMP in the community center, and we asked all community members to come and bring your photo albums so we all could just get together. We scanned some photos, but it was also really neat because people were able to share their photos with one another, and that's how we got a lot of the identifications and the stories behind the pictures that you're seeing. But what we found is that a lot of people brought historic photos, and it was really a separate attempt to gather the current photos, which was really fun as well.
Central to this is a painting that is not contemporary. Can you describe what that is?
Sure. What the painting in the center of all of the Grand Portage photographs is, it's a picture, it's a painting of a group of people inside of a traditional dwelling, and it's intentional that you can't put a specific time period on the picture, but it really reflects that it is back in time. And what it shows is it shows a family together in front of a fire, talking, visiting, sharing who we are, sharing our culture. And that's what we're trying to do here with our Welcome Center.
This is quite the Welcome Center, and I guess that in this particular room there are a lot of examples of, there's some paintings, there's some beadwork, there's all kinds of things, and there's a tree. So what is this area referred to?
This area here, we've tried to move away from calling it an exhibit hall because we just don't necessarily feel that the word exhibit portrays what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring life to this building here through our displays. So we call this our display area in our visitor center.
So we're approaching the beginning of the visitor season, and how has it been since the park opened? Has it been busy?
It's been busy. Yeah, we found that we're getting a lot of increased visitors, specifically from Canada across the border. Our new building here is really visible from the highway, and we've had a lot of folks traveling through and saying that they've never seen us before or heard about us before, and that, of course, is a natural opportunity for us to encourage them to use our trail and explore what we have here. But we have been busy, and people have been excited about what we're doing, and we're excited about what we're doing.
I can recommend that when people come to Grand Portage State Park, to stop here and take a look. Thank you for taking us on a tour.